Money FM 89.3, best of prime time.
This is Prime Time on Money FM 89.3. I'm Rachel Kelly. Well, what a nail-biting evening in the U.S. We were closely tracking the U.S. presidential elections, looking at the latest updates from the Straits Times and those key electoral college numbers. Democratic candidate Joe Biden is leading 220 to U.S. President Donald Trump 213. But to help us break down and digest the latest numbers and what they mean for the region, we're joined today by Alex Capri, visiting Senior Fellow, Department of Analytics and Operations at NUS Business School. Alex, welcome back to Primetime.
Hi, Rachel.
So let's start off. Let's put this in context. Where are we in the race now?
Well, look, we've got those critical states in the Midwest, Wisconsin, Michigan, Pennsylvania. You know, Wisconsin's 80-plus percent counted, Michigan's 70%, and Pennsylvania's about 74%. There are a large number of absentee ballots that still need to be counted. Although Trump has a lead in all three of those key states, he's got a lead in Georgia, which is 92% counted, and so on. So it looks, at this point, unless there's a major swing, major change of events with these absentee ballots, that Trump will probably be reelected.
And that said, Alex, we did hear U.S. President Donald Trump address the nation earlier today, and he did talk about, you know, the mail-in ballots. We do know that there may be some delay in terms of counting given the current situation with the pandemic, but he had said that votes that come in after 4 a.m. possibly would not count, and that we did see the topic of taking this to court. What could we see happen here?
Yeah, that is a really bizarre thing to say, and of course this is unprecedented. There's never been a situation where a sitting president of the United States makes a speech from the White House essentially trying to invalidate the voting process. The votes need to be fully counted. And all of those absentee ballots that I just mentioned in those swing states have yet to be counted. But, you know, because of the voter turnout was so high in this election, mm-hmm. and because of the pandemic, his spread and has just wreaked havoc in the United States, there was a huge percentage of absentee ballots, people who voted by mail or dropped off. So that is really taxing the counting system, the process that exists in these states. So it takes more time to count them. And they just don't have enough time to count them all on election night. So it could go on for another one or two or three or even 4 days. And so those votes need to be counted. So it was absolutely bizarre and clearly unjustified to hear President Trump saying that, you know, the counting has to stop.
So tell us then, Alex, were there any surprises for you from the swing states results that we've seen so far?
I was very surprised. I was surprised to see Trump take the lead that he's taken mm-hmm. in those states, the so-called blue wall that the Biden administration was looking to flip back to the Democratic Party, which again was Wisconsin, Michigan, and Pennsylvania. I was watching Florida very closely. I thought Florida was going to be a toss-up. And I was watching North Carolina very closely. I thought it was going to be a toss-up. So, again, the polls were wrong for the second major presidential election in the United States. They were way off, as they were in 2016 when Hillary Clinton ran against Trump.
So let's talk about what another 4 years for U.S. President Donald Trump. What could this mean for Asia?
Well, you know, I think Asia is a very diverse place, obviously. So I think Southeast Asia looks at this, and I think most countries look at former years of Trump and say, look, this is going to be more transactional. Mm-hmm. We're going to see less multilateralism that we would have seen under a Biden administration. We're probably not going to see the U.S. return to the Trans-Pacific Partnership, which was a possibility with the Biden administration. And then on the other side of the coin, there are countries in the region that perceive Trump as being tougher on China, for example, regarding security issues, and actually were concerned that a Biden administration would sort of be more of an appeasement-focused organization towards China. So there are other countries in Southeast Asia that are looking at this saying, okay, well, from a security perspective, we're fine with this.
We're speaking with Alex Capri, visiting senior fellow at the Department of Analytics and Operations at NUS Business School. But what about here in Singapore, Alex? What would another 4 years of Trump mean for Singapore?
Yeah, I think Singapore just needs to keep walking that very fine line, the very diplomatic line between trying not to make a binary choice, you know, with the U.S. and China on different issues. I think Singapore is going to continue to work really hard at building these multilateral frameworks, continuing to stay connected to the world. I think, honestly, a Biden administration probably would have been a little bit better for Singapore on that regard, particularly in terms of,
TPP?
Absolutely. TPP for sure. I think there would have been cause to discuss maybe making some tweaks to it. The U.S. would have had to have done that, restoring a lot of the provisions that were essentially put on hold around IP protections and so forth. You know, so these are all areas, I think, where Singapore could play and will continue to play a key role as a capacity builder, as an enabler, facilitator. And I think it's going to be a little tougher now with 4 more years of Trump.
And what does all of this mean? I mean, the final results aren't in yet, but what does all of this mean for businesses in the U.S.? Because they're hurting on the back of what's been happening with the pandemic.
Yes, I mean, I think any increased uncertainty, Rachel, is not good for business anywhere. And, of course, the pandemic is cresting. We're in the third wave now in the United States. And ironically, Michigan and Wisconsin are two states with the highest rates of infection, and yet they seem to have gone for Mr. Trump. But yes, I mean, the pandemic is really going to do a lot of damage to the economy, to businesses in the United States. It's going to cost the economy, some estimates up to $1 trillion. So it's tough. It's tough. And I think a Biden administration would have been a bit more methodical. I mean, a lot more methodical and a lot more organized in terms of attacking this pandemic.
So what do you think this means for markets and businesses now? Because we did see the polls going into election night. A lot of them were put Biden ahead of the pack. So what does that mean for businesses and where sentiment is going to go from here?
Well, I mean, I'm looking at, some of the reactions in the markets. And I think the markets are prepared to make that adjustment back to 4 more years of Trump. You know, again, there are so many other dynamics at play in the world right now, around trade issues, around technology issues, U.S.-China geopolitical rivalry, climate change, all of these things. You know, this is a time where I think the world would have welcomed a Biden administration for many of the reasons I just mentioned, right? That Biden would have brought the U.S. back into the Paris Accords, would take climate change seriously. There'd be a lot of public-private partnerships for the business sector around clean tech, for example. That would have been great for Singapore. Again, you know, we're back to 4 more years of uncertainty, transactionalism, fairly incoherent policy, but at least, consistent for those that are concerned about, China and a rising China. I think the Trump administration will stay very consistent on the China issue.
Well, the final results haven't been called yet. What are you going to be looking out for in the next few days?
Well, they have to count the absentee ballots. Mm-hmm. There are some interesting developments. It's still the election is not over. It looks like Biden will probably win Arizona and Nevada, probably will not win Pennsylvania. Georgia is a long shot, but could still go. So really it comes down to Wisconsin and Michigan. And again, those seem to be pretty far into the Trump camp at this point. As I said, there are a large number of ballots to be counted in mostly Democratic precincts, but we'll have to wait and see. I think it's a long shot at this point for Mr. Biden.
Well, Alex, thank you so much for joining us on the show and sharing your insights with us.
Pleasure.
We've been speaking with Alex Capri, visiting senior fellow at the Department of Analytics and Operations at NUS Business School, right here on Primetime on Money FM 89.3.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SBH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.